There was one mystery yet to be illuminated. Before I allowed Croker to drag me off into the next fun phase of our great adventure, I wanted to know what had happened between him and Blade. Smoke and I zigzagged back and forth through time, quartering the temporal reaches, tacking into the winds of time, following a search pattern, looking for anomalies in the relationship between Blade and my boss. I knew about when the blow-up happened, so, instead, for the time being, I sought contributory evidence. You can cover a lot of time fast, riding smoke. It didn't take long to establish, beyond a doubt, that Blade's relationship with Lady was never anything but proper, however charged with wishful thinking on his end. Lady never acknowledged Blade's moon eyes, nor those of anyone else. She seemed too accustomed to them to pay them any mind. So what did happen? I worried it like a wild dog trying to dig a rodent out of its hole. Smoke was no help at all. There were places, times, angles that he just refused to go see. I tried tricking him several ways just to find out why he couldn't or wouldn't go where I wanted him to go. None of that did any good. Maybe I was baying down the wrong trail. The actual headbutting had been less than wildly explosive and made only marginal sense when viewed from another point in time. All I could find out that made sense was that Blade and Croker were sipping some potent homebrew before they started getting crazy. Verbal sniping turned into angry implications, which became threats on the old man's part. And the beer continued to flow. I have to say that Croker was definitely the bad guy. Or fool. He kept on and on while Blade did his best not to let himself be baited. That only infuriated Croker. He spouted threats that left Blade no choice but to run. I backed away, embarrassed for my captain. I hadn't thought that he could be such a complete asshole. I didn't understand why he was so insecure about Lady. I felt for Blade, deeply, and had to think less of one of my heroes. Now that I reflected on it, I recalled occasional bestowals of unpleasantries upon Willow Swan that had not gotten out of hand. And Croker had even exchanged crosswords with the Prabhrindra Dra once. I sensed a pattern. It wasn't one I wanted to see. But it was obvious, if you looked for it. Croker was obsessed with his woman. He would alienate anyone who offered her too much attention, however costly that might be. Shit, why? She wasn't sorry. We had lost Blade already. I don't have a lot of use for Willow Swan, who is much too pretty and too blonde, but I would really hate to have the company on the wrong side of the prince just because one man couldn't be sure of his woman. More scales fell from my eyes, leaving disappointment behind. I needed to take this up